The potential for impact sourcing in Africa is growing. Just ask Amalot Ngweno, Managing Director of Digital Divide Data, or DDD, in Nairobi, Kenya. The company began only 2.5 years ago and now employs about 300 youths, some of them hearing impaired, from Nairobi's urban slums.
The worldwide universe of digital jobs is only increasing, and so Africa to take on an increasing share of that is sort of the vision and the image that DDD believes in and is promoting. There's a bright future for digital jobs in Africa.
Impact sourcing employs socioeconomically disadvantaged people in business processing centers. The workers provide information-based services to domestic and international public and private sector clients. Work can include data entry, internet research, and call center activity. A report funded by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2011 estimated that the field of impact sourcing was already worth nearly $5 billion U.S. dollars, with the potential to reach $20 billion by 2015. Based on those findings, the foundation launched its Digital Jobs Africa initiative at the World Economic Forum in Cape Town 4 months ago. The initiative aims to change 1 million lives through skills training and job creation over the next 7 years. Taddy Bletcher of South Africa's Impact Sourcing Academy points out that both the United Kingdom and Europe as a whole have designated South Africa as their top outsourcing destination. Bletcher sees only growth ahead. Since the academy started 1.5 years ago, nearly 800 youths have been trained. About 350 are going for university degrees, and the rest have jobs, spread among 16 employers.
So we see massive potential for South Africa to become the number one impact sourcing destination in the world. We are getting a lot of support from our South African government to do this, and governments are giving incentives for foreign companies to come in, very significant incentives, because it creates jobs in this country.
The South African government has implemented a $300 million BPO and offshoring program that entices foreign companies to create digital jobs. Between 2007 and March 2010, the government said financial incentives resulted in the creation of at least 6,000 new jobs and attracted about $31 million in direct investment. For Bletcher, it's more than just good business.
It's profitable, sustainable business, but it has this incredible social compact to it, in which large numbers of unemployed individuals who are excluded from the economy can both, you know, get training and a good job with a long-term future, as well as opportunities to really move into the economy at different levels.
Other African governments besides South Africa's are also aware of the potential for impact sourcing. In West Africa, Ghana has established the Information Technology-Enabled Services. It's part of the government's eGhana project to nurture the data processing industry through addressing obstacles to investment. In Kenya, business outsourcing is included in the country's master plan for development called Vision 2030, as a key pillar and driver of social and economic improvement. The Kenyan government projects that by 2017, information technology should be contributing an estimated $2 billion, or 25% of GDP, to the economy. It also predicts that IT will have created 500 technology companies and brought in 50,000 jobs. Ngweno of Digital Divide Data sees the potential for growth.
We have a combination of very high use, especially by young people, of technology, internet, cell phones, in certain countries anyway, and Kenya is definitely one of them. We have a good education system and speak English. And nonetheless, we have, and this is exactly sort of the problem, is we have a large unemployed, fairly well-educated, willing to work youth sector. And so they're well prepared for work in digital jobs.
Ngweno said a number of young people have joined DDD right out of high school and have been promoted to positions of significant responsibility, where they're managing up to 30 people.
They support their younger siblings to go to school. They support their parents to have enough to eat. they invest in their own future, and it's very rewarding to hear all of their stories.
Digital Divide Data currently employs a total of about 1,000 people, including the operation in Kenya and those in Asia. The goal is to grow that total number to about 3,000 over the next 5 years. Bletcher said the Impact Sourcing Academy is set to open its second South African office in Durban and also hopes to open one in Cape Town, as well as to expand to other countries in Africa where impact sourcing is catching on. Digital jobs provider Samasource, which is based in San Francisco in the United States, operates in 3 African countries, Uganda, Kenya, and Ghana. Women are among its chief recruits. CEO Marianne Burns said one of the most important things for the company is measuring impact.
You know, our latest data shows 89% of our workers having successful outcomes. And successful outcomes include going to school, qualifying and getting additional work, and for some it's a combination of work and school.
She said Samasource has employed 3,700 people so far, helping improve the lives of more than 15,000 of their dependents. I'm Cindy Shiner for All Africa.